Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I'm the founder of The Catalyst Method and owner of Catalyst Gym in Sault Ste. Marie. And it's our mission to make 7,000 people have a healthier, longer lifespan in our city. We do that in a few ways. First, we have personal training and group coaching, but we also publish content every single day for free. Usually that content is called our Daily Catalyst. And if you go to catalystgym.com, you'll be able to find the workout that we're doing in the gym that day. If you want to try it on your own for a while first, that's fine. We also publish podcasts like this, and we have a very extensive YouTube channel. If you look for the Catalyst Method on YouTube, you'll find tips and tricks as well as programming that will help you extend your health span and lifespan. Today, I'm going to talk about the workouts that we'll be doing in our group classes in the week ahead. But first, how I meditate. This is the easy way. When we see the word meditation, our brain sketches this picture of this serene figure like a Buddha sitting cross-legged on a yoga mat or maybe under a tree. But meditation doesn't require special space or equipment. You don't need a mantra or a breathing technique or a private teacher in India. Meditation is simply the act of watching your thoughts as if removed from our own brains. So here's how I do it. Every day at 5:30 a.m., while my house is quiet, I sit on my couch. I open up 750words.com, but you could use a blank Word doc if you want to, or even a notepad if you prefer to write. And then I just let stuff flow out. Whatever woke me up that morning, whatever got me up in the middle of the night, whatever stressed me out the day before, I just write it all down. And then as my thoughts show up on the virtual page in front of me, I watch my thoughts pass as if I was just an observer. Now, the exercise that I just described clears the logjam of my thoughts, the stuff that I'm worried, the stuff that I think I'm going to forget, the stuff that I don't want to think about anymore, the distractions, all the little rabbit holes that my brain takes me down. And if something's important, I can come back to it later. If something is stressful or I'm just ruminating on something negative, now it's out of my head and I can just come back to it later or I can just release it. So while you're doing this, don't stop to correct your spelling or grammar. There's no wrong thoughts. There's no bad spelling. Just let it all out. Nobody's ever going to read this. This has a focusing effect. By trimming all the distractions, now my mind is free to focus on the important stuff. It's like pruning a fruit tree. You just watch the thoughts flow out of you without judgment. There's no right or wrong that comes out of you. It all just goes out either way. And you can decide what you want to let back in later. You might call this a writing meditation, but you can do the same thing with a voice memo on your phone. So first, you turn off all notifications on your phone. Phones are the opposite of meditation because they pull us into rumination and distraction and overwhelm, but we can still use them as a tool for good if we're careful. So open up your voice memo app. I just use an app called Otter.ai because it transcribes what I say, but you can just use the voice notes feature on your phone. And what you're going to do is walk and talk for about 5 minutes. So you can pace around a room if you want to. You can walk up and down your driveway. You can go for a walk on the sidewalk. It doesn't matter. But you don't want to have to be thinking about your surroundings while you talk. Again, you're just trying to get your thoughts out. And you have to be able to observe your thoughts as they're coming. So you can transcribe your thoughts later if you want to use an AI app. You can paste the words somewhere. And I think this is an important step because you need a record outside of your head. One of the reasons we're constantly feeling overwhelmed is because we're trying to store too much stuff in our brain and we're exposed to so much information now that trying to remember it all is impossible. You need to get it out of your head and put it in a place where you can refer to it later or not. Not because you'll ever go back and like check and read your notes, but because I want your thoughts to get out and stay out. Writing them down is more permanent than a voice recording. Now, because it's tempting to stop too early, I'll give you a goal. Write 750 words, which is about 3 pages. I learned this from real writers who do their morning pages exercise of writing 3 pages before they do anything else. But you might have received the advice that when you're angry, go write a letter that you never send, right? It's the same idea, except that we're going deeper every single day. Some people do this in the shower or while they're driving. Some people can do it while they're walking a dog. My dog is too distracting. But the goal is to enter a state of flow where thoughts just flow through your head without judgment or emotion, uninterrupted, and you get them all out. And then you decide which ones you want to let back in. What if you can't think of anything to write or talk about? Write about writing. Write about how much you hate meditation. It doesn't matter. Write about how hard this is. That's what you're thinking. And so get those thoughts out of your head. Be the chronicler of your thoughts. And that is meditation. Now, here's what we're going to do at the gym this next week. So starting on July 29th, we're going to have a strength day. We're going to do a clean and jerk to max. Now, this is super duper important no matter what your fitness goals are. The ability to bend down, pick something up, and press it over your head is all encompassing throughout our lives. In fact, when you lose the ability to squat down under your own power and stand back up, that's when you get put in a home. When you lose the ability to press something over your head, that's when you lose the ability to stock your shelves, get the plates down, fold the laundry. These are important life skills. If you're an athlete, the ability to generate lots and lots and lots of force all at once with your legs, maintain trunk and torso stability, and then express that force by pressing something away from you, that is endemic to all sports. A clean and jerk to max is not just a beautiful, poetic movement. It's like the ballet of the barbell. It's also incredibly functional. And if you could pick one exercise to do for the rest of your life, clean and jerk would make a pretty solid case. On the 30th, we're going to start with a metabolic workout. So this is really to make you stronger and more resilient. But more than anything else, this is going to just shed a lot of body fat, get rid of what you don't want, and then we'll work on building what you do want later. So we're going to start with some farmer's carry, some walking lunge, some walking sled push, some walking sled pull, and then we'll repeat that for about four rounds. That's going to take us about 25 minutes. And what you're going to do is try and breathe through your nose that whole time. So it's not a traditional CrossFit workout where you're like blasting yourself. That's not the goal here. The goal is to stay in an aerobic state so you can burn lots of fat, get rid of what you don't want. And then later, we're going to do some stuff to build some muscle, get more of what you do want. The next portion of our workout on the 30th is going to be HIIT. So you're going to row 500 meters as fast as you can. You're going to power clean 21 reps as fast as you can. Then you're going to row 500 meters again and then clean 15 reps. Then you're going to row 500 meters and clean 9 reps. Here's what's going to happen. When you're doing that clean, you will unconsciously brace yourself internally. This is called the Valsalva maneuver. And under your lungs is this big muscle called the diaphragm. And when you're holding your breath and lifting something, your diaphragm pushes down. And then your pelvic floor, all the muscles that are in your pelvis, they push up and they create this pocket of air that creates this stabilizing pressure. And then front to back, you've also got musculature like your transverse abdominis pushing in. And from your back, all your lower back muscles are pushing in too. And so you create this like hard ball of air around your midsection and squeeze your guts and support your spine. But what that does is it forces you to hold your breath for a minute, and that spikes your heart rate up. So going back and forth between the rowing, which should be done as quickly as you can, but you'll be able to breathe, and the clean, which you really can't breathe during each rep of the clean and you have to breathe in between, that's going to unnaturally spike your heart rate really fast. So while this workout is not a long one, your heart rate's going to get super high. This is to prepare you for dealing with emergencies. Anytime you have to deal with something physical that's stressful in your life, it's going to have to be done fast and it's going to be hard. This is what gives people rhabdo when they try to shovel their sidewalks in the wintertime. This is what causes a heart attack. It's not a period of crazy stress. It's bending down and trying to clear out grass from your lawnmower. Or, you know, it's late at night, you're tired, you're mad, and you got to change the tire on your car. This is what we're preparing you for. This is real life preparation. Then on the 31st, we're going to start with strength. So we're going to be doing some pull-ups or eccentric pull-ups. The best way to build toward a strong pull-up is to like slowly lower yourself from the bar, or it could be a lat pull-down. You know, these are the real scales for a pull-up. Then we're going to do some back extensions and sit-ups. We're going to really work on strengthening your weak link. So it's a lot of core work, and then it's a lot of pulling work. Then we're going to do a metabolic workout. So some aerobic time, lunges, shoulder presses, step and squat, shoulder presses. We're going to build up strength in your shoulders, but more than anything here, we're just metabolizing fat. We're cutting away what you don't want and then building up what you do. Then we've got a hard HIIT workout. So this is going to be jumping rope, sit-ups, back extensions, walking lunges, push-ups, and pull-ups. And you're going to do two rounds of that as fast as you can. This is what a lot of people love most about Catalyst. The workouts can really feel like a game. And so we'll start a clock and you're not competing against anybody. You're not trying to beat me. I'm not trying to beat you, but we are trying to beat the person that we were when we walked in that day. We're trying to make ourselves better through constant challenge. And then guess what? It's August and we're going to start August with a strength workout. We're going to be doing some thrusters and some sumo deadlifts. These are just very multi-joint movements. So They're simple, but they're very difficult. A thruster is when you place a barbell on your clavicle, right? Like on the top of your chest in a rack position. You squat down like you're doing a front squat, and then you stand up really quickly and press over your head using the momentum that you generated from the squat. So it's a lot of like frontal plane. The bar path should be straight. And then we're going to follow that with a sumo deadlift, which is a very wide stance deadlift where your hands are inside your knees and you're just lifting the bar to just above your knees. Very posterior chain dominant. Sumo deadlift is kind of the favorite of lifters who have shorter femurs. So, you know, people with very long femurs are generally better deadlifters. People with shorter femurs are better at sumo deadlifting and squatting usually, so they prefer this one. Then we've got on the same day an aerobic workout for your metabolism. So you're going to be doing bike and row, some overhead carry, then bike and row, and then a front rack carry, and then bike and row, and then a farmer's carry. And our goal there is to have you doing a lot of work in a little bit of time, burning maximal fat, but not jumping up into like a very high heart rate where you're not burning fat anymore. On the second, we're going to finish out the week with a HIIT workout. So this is going to be super fun. Again, it's going to feel like a game. If you can only make a couple of workouts per week, like this is the one that you don't want to miss. It'll feel fun. Everybody's going to be supportive, but it will make the exercise that you're doing challenging, but also feel like a game to you. And so no matter where you're starting from, this is going to be a really fun game. So first you're going to bike for a kilometer. Then you're going to do 20 squats to sitting on a med ball. Then you're going to do 20 push-ups, and then you're going to do 20 pull-ups. Then you're going to row for a kilometer and repeat those same things, squats, push-ups, pull-ups. Then you're going to jump rope 200 times and repeat those same things. And finally, run 400 meters and repeat those other same things, the squat, the push-ups, the pull-ups. It really sounds simple, right? And that's the beauty of like elegant, challenging workouts is you look at them and you say, that's not that bad. And then at the end, you're like, wow, that was terrible, but it felt fun. And you're high-fiving people and it just kind of feels like a game no matter what your fitness level. That's our weekly catalyst. And I hope it helps you improve your health span, improve your lifespan. If you want more free information, you can join our free Facebook group, Fitness and Health in Sault Ste. Marie, or you can just come to the gym. Click in the show notes of this podcast and I'll give you a link to book a free consultation where you can talk to our coaches and see whether Catalyst is right for you.